This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A new report has revealed troubling statistics about the difficulties faced by LGBTI people with disability, with 46% experiencing discrimination, harassment, or abuse in the past year. The La Trobe University report shows the impact that systemic discrimination, disadvantage, and social exclusion have on the health and well-being of LGBTI people with disabilities. One key finding is that the risks of violence are higher for women with disabilities and for LGBTI people with intellectual disabilities and learning difficulties. A new Life Ready program is set to replace sexual and gender diversity course Crossroads in New South Wales public schools next year. Life Ready, which will be taught for 25 hours over years 11 and 12, will move away from teaching about diverse sexual identities and genders and focus instead on issues of independence, bills, savings, and stress, causing advocates to raise concerns that the new program will further erase queer identities from the classroom. The Catholic Archdiocese of Canberra and Goulburn has drafted a document calling for the Church to be more inclusive of LGBTI people and women. The document is a submission to the Plenary Council 2020, a kind of national council aimed at determining the evolution of the Catholic Church. The second point in the submission calls for a focus on developing a more inclusive church and says that God's love is inclusive. The Human Rights Law Centre has partnered with the Equality Campaign and trans advocacy groups to launch a new campaign aimed at achieving equality for trans people. The My ID, My Identity campaign aims to remove the barriers that prevent trans and gender diverse people from having their gender legally recognised on official documents. Not having your gender correctly reflected on identifying documents can cause difficulties when doing anything from applying for a job to going to Centrelink or applying for uni. The Victorian Department of Health and Human Services Pride Network has backed a new campaign encouraging people to use gender-neutral language, including personal pronouns such as they and them. A video released in June by the department highlighted how limiting gendered and binary pronouns can be. A survey of 11,000 young people suggests that young bisexual men are the least likely to have come out amongst their peers. The results indicate that gay men aged between 18 and 29 are twice as likely to have come out than bi men. 48% of bi women have come out. The results also suggest that young women are twice as likely to come out as LGBTI than their male counterparts, with 89% of male respondents identifying as straight. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
The Gay Games are underway in Paris until the 12th of August, with athletes from 91 different countries participating. 20 countries where homosexuality is illegal will compete, like Egypt, Nigeria, and Saudi Arabia, and a Chinese team will compete for the first time ahead of the 2022 Games in the first ever Asian city of Hong Kong. The Games have a trans-inclusive policy where athletes who are often discriminated against at other events can compete freely. Another two Major League Baseball players in America have apologised for sending anti-gay and racist tweets. In 2011 and 12, Atlanta Braves pitcher Sean Newcomb and Washington Nationals shortstop Trea Turner sent a series of slurs like fag and you're gay to other Twitter users. They've since deleted the offensive comments, saying they're regretful and didn't mean to offend anyone. Earlier this month, Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Josh Hader was sent a sensitivity training after his anti-gay tweets from years earlier were discovered while he played in the MLB All-Star Game. And finally, Stonewall has criticised a betting company for a stunt which highlights the absence of openly gay footballers in the Premier League. Rainbow Laces campaign sponsor Paddy Power aimed to drive an empty open-top bus through Brighton Pride, labelled the official bus of gay professional footballers, but Stonewall sport director Christy Clark has warned the attention-grabbing gimmick may cause more harm than good, as it puts pressure on players to come out before they're ready and causes the public to start guessing which players might be gay.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.